The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a reoccurring podcast that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. And welcome back to Up on Taconic, being brought to you by Multimedia, the Multimedia team here at Taconic High School. I am your host for today's episode, Reed. Today, we are joined by current and former members of the Boys and Girls Club here in the in Berkshire County, Alex Bubba White. What's up, everyone? How are you doing? Cameron Stockton.
How's everyone doing?
And our very own TOD here at Taconic High School, Keelan Cross.
What's up, guys?
In today's episode, we are going to be talking to the Boys and Girls Club staff about what it's like working at the club, how the club is involved in the community, and much more. All right, so first of all, how's everybody's days going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, can't complain, Reed. I'm here with good people.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for setting this up.
No problem. I'm glad. I'm happy I'm doing this after so long. I wanted to do something with the club for a while. So, anything interesting going on soon for you guys that you'd like to share?
I mean, right now we're in the heat of basketball, getting that going. With that going on, we have jiu-jitsu classes. Mm-hmm. We have baking classes. We have swim lessons, as usual. Hopefully get the pool going with more guys and girls.
100%. We also have, like, sign language, I believe, sign at the moment. Yep. We have, like, leadership programs going on. Club essentially is in full swing for the year. Mm-hmm. Usually happens right about now, and it doesn't stop until, what, March?
Yeah. Actually, my personal favorite, Triple Play.
Oh. Triple Play?
Yeah, Triple Play. It's a great program, food program from Monday to Friday. Mm-hmm. You guys get to come in as long as you're active in the club, and that can be doing homework or listening to music, hanging out with your friends, enjoying the moment. Right. You guys are eligible to get some dinner.
Sounds so good.
A key to that program, too, is you do have to be an active member of the club. So you do need a membership to the club, correct?
Correct.
Which I forget. Is between third grade and 12th grade. It's a one-time fee of $25.
23.
23, 20 23. With 3 with the service fee.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then you can get the free dinner through that.
All right, that sounds good. So tell me a little bit about yourselves and what you do.
I'll take it. I got you. So I am the program coordinator down at the Boys and Girls Club. Essentially what that means
is Alex, right? Alex Bubba?
Yeah, sorry. So Alex Bubba White. Go by Bubba. Only Alex when someone's mad at me. So I'm the program coordinator at the club, and I kind of oversee the sports programming as well as like an after school program, which Reed was a former member of. I just want to point that out. Reed the GOAT.
Oh, yeah. I was there for, I forget how many years. About six.
I was going to say six.
Yeah, about six.
Yep.
After COVID hit, I stopped going. That's all right, man. That was a long 2 years. Yeah.
Essentially, I'll do whatever the club needs. Mm-hmm. I've always been kind of like that, but now I have an actual, like, you know, hat to wear in the building. So it's kind of nice.
Can you tell us a little more, though, Bubba? Yeah. When did you start at the club?
So my junior year.
Did a little
year,
background.
Yeah. So junior year of high school, I started working at the club part-time, mm-hmm. just in drop-in areas. So that's, like, the big gym, small gym, teen center, game room. Used to have to do, like, locker room duty back in the day, things that were not that fun. Skate rentals, weird miscellaneous things. Yeah, I'm 31 now, and started when I was 16, so about half my life I've been working at the club, and if you add the years I was running around there being a knucklehead, it's probably close to, what, like 23 years of my life, 24 years I've been in there, so.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, man, it's pretty obvious, but it's simple to call that place home, you know. It's very, very comforting. And like the vibe has never changed. It's weird, mm-hmm. but it's still like the same energy like when I was younger. It's like kids go there to have fun, be goofy, run around, be safe, obviously. But like it's just a place to like express yourself and beat yourself at the end of the day. And I love the place.
Yeah, man, you're a legend there.
I appreciate that.
Anyways.
Takes me to know one, though.
Cam, what about you?
Cam Stockton. I'm the program director. To some people, that's close to Bubba, but second in charge. Mm-hmm. Many hats on me right now. I also run the water program. I also run triple play, as we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I do a whole bunch of grants and so forth to make sure the kids, you guys, you have the right resources in the building.
Oh, yeah.
You know? A huge thing also, Camp Russell, run all of camp.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time. Backstory, started out in the club when I was, I might have been a little younger than you.
Really?
Your brother, when you guys started?
I was like 4 or 5, I forget.
Yeah, I started around about 4.
Mm-hmm.
Started working at the club. When I was about 16, started at camp,
mm-hmm.
doing maintenance, came up, started working the little gym, just like Bubba, locker room, go through the works, right?
Stripes.
I feel like it's tradition at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
After that point, I left for college, and mm-hmm. then I came back and did a full-time role as the health and wellness director, and then past 5 years now,
mm-hmm.
been in this role, but full time about 10 years now. So it's been pretty good, man. It's been amazing to see everyone grow, especially Keelan, Bo. It's hilarious. I feel like a truly old guy now.
Oh gosh.
And you doing this. Yeah, this
dude,
is awesome.
Interviewed by Reed right now.
Reed is crazy.
That's the wild part.
I don't know what to do right now.
Oh, it's surreal. My Lord. Yeah. Good times, definitely at the club. And you also used to work with your brother Dan there, right?
Dan the man, Jocelyn.
Not his actual brother.
Nah. We're all fam, right?
Brother from another mother.
In the club, we're all fam.
I was not informed of that.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
It's those three-letter names, man.
I feel like it's even today, I still get called Dan. And I'm like, there's a huge height difference.
All right. Keelan, you used to work at the club. You're now a TOD here, though. You want to talk to us a little bit about your time at the club?
Yeah, I'd love to. Just like these guys, I was a club kid from Pee Wee basketball. So that starts in kindergarten and first grade. So I was playing basketball kindergarten, first grade. As soon as I hit third grade, I spent every single day at the club. I was a club kid through and through. It's where me and Bubba developed a really good friendship. After school, all-stars, basketball, I was at the club.
Mm-hmm.
When I was there in high school, high school kids didn't really go there as much, not like they do now. So I left after high school, tried to get a job back. I didn't get a job as young as these guys. It took me a little longer for some reason. But I finally got hired while I was going to school at BCC. And I worked there part-time but full-time hours while I was at BCC. And then when I played college basketball at MCLA, I was still working at the Boys Club through and through up until I became the athletic director.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left in 2021. That summer was my last summer there, and I took the job as a TOD here. I moved to Boston for 3 years, and now I'm returning as a TOD. I love the club. It's an incredible place, and I met so many good people there.
Definitely a story. All right.
I got to work with you, Reed.
Oh, yeah.
The legend.
For a very long time.
For everyone who's listening that didn't know, all three of us worked with Reed.
Oh, yeah.
since he was in kindergarten until now.
Yeah.
Reed now we've known Reed for a long time. So
I was
about
to say, I remember the time he was actually smaller than me.
Sick, dude. It was cool.
I was being carried by Bubba when I was.
Probably, too.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, my Lord. All right. So, what types of things do you deal with on a daily basis at your job?
Mm.
Reed, you name it, we do it.
Yeah. I mean, the best way to answer that question is, we have our office hours,
mm-hmm.
right? And then by the time you guys get out of school, and you head to the club, it's about, 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Yep.
It's you guys, keeping you guys entertained, right? Make mm-hmm. sure you guys feel safe. Make sure you guys feel welcomed, right? And making sure it feels like home, right? And like we said, it's the family. Family business, right? We keep everything close-knit. We always have each other's backs, and it's just about you guys. What do you guys need? What do you guys want? We can make it happen.
Bubs, let me jump in here before you go.
Yeah.
I would say part of the reason it was such a seamless transition for me from the club to Taconic as a TOD is because it's very similar. Like, the heart of the club is building strong relationships, relationships that last a lifetime, you know, when they see you at the store. As you know, like, your relationships with us are going to last a lifetime. Whenever you see us again, we'll have full conversations about your entire life. And I think that's, like, the most important thing at the club that you learn is that, like, it's whatever the kids want, but you're building strong relationships and peer mentoring them for the rest of their lives, not just for the time that they're in that building. If they ever need you, there's so many people that can just call you at any point or see you in the street, and they're going to come up to you and ask you a question. So I think part of being at the club is just building those really strong relationships.
I would agree 100%. So to kind of backpack on that, I've always kind of said that being even a part-time staff at the club, you're essentially, like, obviously a role model. The kids look up to you, and, like, whether you know it or not, they might not want to exactly be you, but they want to emulate the things you do and act the way you act sometimes. But essentially, you're just a big brother to a ton of different kids, like kids who come from, you know, one background, another. It's very diverse, obviously, but essentially you are like a beacon of light for them. Like, not every kid goes home to a very, like, warm household, we'll say, right? So the time they spend in the building, at least for myself, it's something I want to make sure that when they're there, they, like, have a reason to return, right? They have someone they can talk to about their favorite sport team or YouTube video they saw, whatever it may be, right? So you're lending, like, an ear when kids need it, right? You're watching them, obviously, supervising, making sure nothing crazy happens. But, like, I always felt like I was a big brother to hundreds of kids on a daily basis. And what does a big brother do, right? You look out for them. You make sure they're doing the right things. If they need something, you try and do what you can to get it for them, right? Like, essentially, yeah, like, the role model big brother bundle is what you need to work at the club and be successful. Anyone could work anywhere, but in order to, like, mean something and, like, have an impact in the building, you have to embrace that, like, I'm here to take care of people role. It's super important.
And it comes with a weight and a responsibility too, that when you sign up for that type of job, that you need to hold to. So the kids need it, and it's important, and it lasts a lifetime.
Yeah, man.
It's that, it's that willingness to make an impact. You said it perfectly, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I love the way you guys
explained
it. You
got to commit to it. That's really what it is. It's it's something we all have in our heart, obviously, to, like, be kind and caring and giving and, like, nurturing. But, like, day in and day out to do it for people who you don't really get a reward, right? Your reward is, like, years down the road when you run into a kid, you know, interviewing you, or even in the market as when they're an adult pushing their kid in a stroller. Like, they see you and they're like, oh my God, like, do you remember me? Like, you used to blah, 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 right? And then they have some story that, like, to you in that moment, it was, like, legitimately nothing almost. It's just part of your day. But to them, they remember it 10 years later, and it means something to them, like, 10 years later. So I guess just having, like, that lens and that optic of being like, okay, yeah, I'm here to work, but, like, essentially you're there to, like, guide people and change lives. It's a blessing. It really is.
That's great. Just working with kids all the time, trying to change their lives a little bit in some way, definitely makes an impact. Oh, all right. Well, I guess we'll continue without Keelan for a minute. He has to go do something. So,
busy man.
Duty calls.
Duty calls. hold up. Where was I? What are some of your favorite memories from the time you've been working there?
Okay. Glad you said working, because that puts somewhat of a timeline on it. If you just said favorite memory, brother, I might need 35 minutes to think. But from the time I've worked there, oh, favorite memory.
While he thinks, Reed, I do think we have another guest coming on their way right now, Ms. Thompson.
Oh, yes, Ms. Thompson.
So she's on her way while Reed thinks about it.
Has all stories.
Huge part of all of our
do you maybe want to take your break here?
Club life.
We won't. I guess you can join us in the middle of it. I think that will definitely work out. We'll definitely make something work out here. All right. So,
my name is Thompson.
Looks like that's our guest.
Is that our guest?
Hey there.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
How are we? What's up? Good to hear. Here, if let's see where we can fit Miss Thompson in here. All right, sounds good. All right, guys, this is Miss Thompson. She's a teacher here at Taconic that works with 9th and 10th grade students in the early education CTE shop.
Do we have a round of applause thing on here, Reed?
Because I wish.
I was going to say, if not, now's the time to hit it. I'm just saying.
We might. I don't remember. We
won't blindly hit him, but now would be the time. You know, cue applause. Wait, hold sound. On.
All right. Well, welcome in, Miss Thompson.
Thank you.
How are we today?
People are in the room. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. So, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
Great to hear. Great to hear. So, we're coming off the question of what are some of your favorite memories from the time you've been working there? Mm-hmm. But first, we'll start off with this for you. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've done, like, at the club before. What was your position?
At the Children's Center, and I worked there for about 18 years. I started to run the after-school program probably 2015-ish, and that's where I met all of the lovely staff that's sitting around this table.
That's great.
I was 25.
All right. We're not age checking anyway. I was older than 25.
All right. So let's get back to this question. What are some of your favorite memories from the time you've been working there?
So I will say I was thinking on it. I remember the kids were wild, but we had like these club sleepovers one time. We did it literally a boys' night sleepover one time. We did a girls' night sleepover one time.
Is that the one at Camp Russell?
No, it was in the Boys and Girls Club. Essentially, there was like so many like little sleeping bags down in the pit, and we kept everyone downstairs and, you know, fed everyone, did all that. But there was like curfew where everyone had to like go to their spot they were sleeping. And as you could imagine, when you have probably, we'll just say 100 kids who are being told that they have to go to bed, you could just imagine like the giggle and conversation and things like that. That some of the things that I like heard in there was kids like whisper rap battling with each other. Like it was the funniest thing. they were such long, like I didn't sleep for a second. They were such long nights, but they were probably some of the like most odd but funny times I've ever spent in the club. If I had to pick a favorite, it could be the sleepovers. Also, super random, but when we did the mannequin challenge in the big gym, we had like, was it? Dude, I'm sorry.
No, awesome.
We had,
I think I was there during that
so
time.
Many people just frozen.
There is video.
There is, yeah, there's video evidence.
If we need the video, I can get it.
Oh, all right. I think it'd be great if we could somehow like put a clip of that in this.
Mm-hmm.
Would be phenomenal. But that was another high point. And I also feel like that was like, could be biased, but the staff in the building, that was like peak club vibes, I think.
Club family.
Yeah, it was like thick at that time. It was awesome. Not that it's not now, but it was like everyone really knew everyone for like extended periods of time. It was so nice.
That's great.
But yeah, sleepover or mannequin challenge, that has to be up there. Has right. to be.
What about any of you guys?
You want me to go?
You can go.
I got it. All right, so I'm a big basketball guy. Not only did I play, but I coached and helped run the basketball program. I would say some of my favorite memories from the club were like maybe like February vacation, where like you have to go in early and like you all know like those shifts are long. Like most of the time we see all the kids after school. February vacation, we got the kids all day. So you come in super early. You're working all day.
Oh, I remember.
Then maybe I'd have to coach a team at night. It'd be tournaments where me and Bubba are starting clocks at 8 and we're leaving at 8 p.m. Yeah. We're cleaning up popcorn.
Yep.
And it's just like the constant, just the all day days when we were there. Hanging out and doing shooting competitions with Herb and Dan and Cam and Bubba and just all the relationships you get to build. And like now watching these kids like grow up, like watching you and watching the kids that are in college, and we had kids that have kids now, and all of those moments together, coaching those teams, traveling to away tournaments, buying kids food because they're begging me for McDonald's, and it just is all the Camp Russell and being outside and having to deal with Reed, who doesn't want to do anything but sit by a tree.
Or calling me out.
I literally read a book.
Reed and the Turtles. And just, it was one of the, it's just, I love that place. And yeah, I love that place. There's too many memories. I couldn't pick one. I had to start spitballing a bunch.
That's kind of how it is.
Yeah. I'm being honest with you. Probably the funniest part of like when I first got back to the club was that first year coaching basketball. And I'm, like, trying to remember all the kids, right? And I remember, like, oh, good 20, 30, right?
Yeah.
And then I have to deal with Bubba and Keelan coaching. And they pick they pick everybody, right? I was like, oh, I got my two. I'll be all right. And then I was even coaching Coach Stan's son.
Yeah.
B Standard, right?
Right.
So I was coaching him. And then I was like, yeah, we're going to win a couple games. We didn't win one game. But you know what? We had a great time.
That's all that matters.
I bet you they remember that season like there's no tomorrow. Like, such minor details. I bet you that whole team remembers.
Well, B Standard being taller than me now.
Oh, yeah.
Towers over me. Just brings
it up. College graduate.
College graduate.
Wild.
Wow.
Williams, yeah, man. Right?
Working a big boy job.
Old.
Not a funny moment. But I told him no, but when a certain somebody, Devin Walker, wanted to play Peanut Butter River at camp, told him no after I jumped, and he jumped. Injury. Right.
How'd you go out?
Yeah. PB River, dog. That's what got me.
I was like,
Thompson's son.
Oh, yeah.
That
was Thompson's son.
I was like, great. How are we going to explain this to your mother? I was like, awesome.
Well, I mean, remember the time he fell on the concrete and he got up and he had a big gash.
Little unicorn horn.
Favorite moment from the club, Thompson?
I have to say, so many, like you said, but like the events and the Justin Bieber baby rendition that we did.
Oh,
yeah.
And Festival of Trees and going on field trips. But for me, what I love now is now that I teach high school, I get to see. I'm literally living the connection that you all made with these kids. I have goosebumps because we get to see them as like adults now on their way to being adults. And they are so connected to the club and to you guys. And it's just wild. Like kids that I taught in preschool, I'm now teaching in high school.
That's such a cool concept.
It's crazy.
Oh my Lord.
And for me, having my own kids like grow up, and you guys are family, right? Like we go to each other's weddings and births of children, and just having, you're my people, right? Mm-hmm. So that's my favorite part.
Oh yeah, that's great. Moving over to Camp Wrestle.
Wait, one sec. Can you share your favorite moment?
Yeah, Reed, come on, dude. You're holding out on
us. You are a club kid.
Like you all said, there is definitely a lot. I feel like there has to be.
What about when you won Camper of the Session?
Oh,
come on now.
That was.
What about the time I got you on the pontoon boat, the speed boat, and a golf cart ride all in the same day?
Or the time that you beat me in Nine Square?
Oh, yeah. I love Nine Square. I love Nine Square so much. So for those that don't know what Nine Square is, it's basically the structure that's like nine squares, as it says, that's built with. What is it?
PVC pipes.
Yeah. PVC pipes? Yep. All right. Yeah, and I tend to love playing that game. I jammed my finger in last year because of it, but, you know, other than that, it was great.
It's like a violent mix between foursquare and volleyball. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to be all the counselors because I'm, like, one of the tallest ones around.
Reed, your head's going through the square up top, dude. You're just Godzilla in the thing, bro.
You're on your way to becoming a counselor. Yeah. It's going to get beat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be able to – actually, I'm not going to be able to be a counselor this upcoming year.
Yeah,
because I'm only I'm still only 15.
Wow, Reed's a youngin.
You could work with the preschoolers, maybe.
Ooh. I could. That is true.
That's a good spot to start.
Yeah, moving over to Camp Wrestle though. Do you have a favorite camper?
Good counselors never.
Yeah, right. First of all. Don't have a favorite.
Am I allowed to say Reed?
All right, I'll say it. I have a top five.
All right, top five. That counts.
Reed, you're definitely in my top five. I will admit that wholeheartedly. And I think everyone at the club knows that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And now everyone at Taconic knows that, too.
True. That's very true.
Fair enough.
Hey, top five camper, not top five student, okay? We're still working on the student part. We're still working on that part.
Heck yeah, dude.
All right.
We are around.
So we are going to go into our quick break, and we will be back shortly. And we are back on Up on Taconic, asking questions to our current and former members of the Boys and Girls Club about what it's like working at the club, things they offer to our community, and much more. So welcome back. We are back on air right now. So I'm going to ask this question to start us off. What is the Boys and Girls Club?
This was that dreaded question I saw before, Reed. So it is a you can surface level answer this, right? You could say, oh, it's a youth facility that, you know, prioritizes the safety, well-being, and growth of kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of us in this room, including yourself, knows that that isn't quite the answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much longer, more drawn-out answer, but it's a little different for everyone, I feel. But there's always like a connectedness where everyone will feel similar things about the club. Like the guidance part I talked about earlier, right? Where all of us who have worked at the club have been like mentors, big brothers, big sisters, to the youth, right? Club can mean family to some people, right? Mm-hmm. It can mean friends to some people. It can mean fun. It's like an open-ended, unlimited question almost. It's a great one, but it's like very hard to just pinpoint. Yeah.
I think it's kind of a feeling, right?
Like yeah.
When you walk in and everybody's excited to see you and they're asking you how your game was the night before and they're asking you, you know, it's like a home. So
yeah,
you walk
exactly.
in and it's just, I don't know, than a place.
Yeah, I was about to say, as a kid, like even at an early age, you know, basketball and everything, it was like, let me find my favorite staff, right? Mm-hmm. And you always had that go-to staff member, and you can talk about anything to that person, right? That person can help you with homework, so forth, right? And like Heather said, it's a feeling, right? And you just gravitate to that place, and it feels you want to be there, right? You want to do everything that's in there. And when you see a staff member that you don't even know, but they jump in the fun and they're goofy and they get out of their comfort zone, it makes you want to get out of their comfort zone, right?
There's definitely some staff I can name right now who do that.
Listen, I'm getting too old. There's only so many times I can do these backflips and everything.
All right? Oh, yeah.
Right.
You did do backflips. Yeah. I remember that.
It's not happening anymore. but as a staff member now, it's awesome to like put investment into you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a result. And seeing you right here doing this, like, it's a huge result. Like, it's
surreal.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Mm.
You should see him on Taconic TV. He kills that role, too.
I heard last 2 weeks or so, he said, I think. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's
filling me in.
Yes.
I want to let you know this, Reed, before. I just think that the Boys and Girls Club is like a melting pot of everything together. Like, it's family, it's love, it's joy. It's like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be at the Boys Club all the time. Like, on snow days, I would try to walk there. My mom wouldn't let me. She'd pick me up and bring me. I would take a bus there if I could. And growing up, like, I didn't know what I wanted to do in my life, and I probably still don't know exactly what I wanted to do. But I had conversations about it, and, like, I just remember the feeling that the staff gave me when I was a kid. And I was like, I want to do that for other people. And that's kind of how I went into the Boys Club, thinking, like, I want to be the person that someone was for me. And the Boys Club is just like, it's the best place on earth.
It's
the best place.
It's more, right? Like, I feel like when I was younger, it was more gravitated towards sports, right? But I feel now we're touching every base possible, right? Sign language,
I would agree.
Martial arts.
There's something right?
Music,
for everyone.
Music production.
You're feeding the kids. Triple play.
Yeah.
Triple play.
Yep.
We talked about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even I talked to you about it, but this right here, like a whole podcast, I would love it at the club, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially you high schoolers like
sounds
running
like
it.
A partnership.
Yeah, it is. Awesome. Cue something up.
You know? That definitely does sound like something fun.
You know,
you can definitely think about it that.
I think this is just awesome. And it's something.
Any sponsors looking to make that happen? Holla at Reed.
Right now.
All right. I think I'm going to skip what's the main purpose because I think we already covered that pretty much of the Boys and Girls Club. So let's move on to this question. What does the Boys and Girls Club offer to the community?
yeah, essentially.
I mean, community service. We offer ice skating. Yeah, I mean, the resources are endless, right? Child care, right?
I was going to say start young, right? Start with the little ones. Like
child care.
You got the child care. You got the preschool, the after-school program, swim lessons.
Right, yeah. I went through it. My kids went through it. Child care, like Keelan said, swim lessons. We go all the way to basketball, right? 2-3 years old, kids start at. And then you go from ice skating, learn how to skate, right? And we want to touch base on kids learning how to skate and play hockey. Cooking, life skills, right?
Yep.
We teach them that. And we do that with baking and cooking classes. And it translates into triple play. And some of the kids help out and they serve meals and they get to interact with peers their own age, right?
And also, I would like to add that the community-based part, right? So we have, I guess I'll just call them youth leadership programs, right? So, like, it's Torch Club and Keystone. Torch Club is for middle schoolers. Keystone is for, like, high schoolers. And those two groups, like, firsthand impact the community. They'll do things, and sometimes it's just fundraising things to like help them, you know, achieve something. But they'll do little things like trash cleaning, randomly might do a car wash, something random, little cash calendar, like little things where they have to challenge themselves to get out of a comfort zone and maybe go ask a stranger with adult supervision, hey, would you like to donate money to our whatever program or, you know, this goal that we're working towards. And obviously, I would say that's similar to, like, life skill things. But it also shows kids that, like, if you work for something together, things happen and they're usually good.
Humble beginnings.
Yeah. So I would say, like, the leadership programs are, like, huge as well. And they do affect the community firsthand because not only are the kids in the community doing it, they're going to be part of the community someday. And if they understand like the importance of community, then they're going to be contributing members and, you know, amazing adults.
Yeah. Giving them social skills is definitely one thing.
Huge.
That's great.
You ready for this one? They offer jobs for teenagers.
Yeah. We actually encourage
teen jobs. Yeah. Like they want teenagers there to come work there and like learn about like accountability and learn about like working and then calling out and like all those things.
Yeah.
So they work with high school kids all the time. And I know a lot of kids in this building either work there or have applications in there right now. Mm-hmm. If you don't have one, get one in there.
There's always spots.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's something to do in that building for
16
everyone.
Or older.
Yeah, got to be 16 and up, please. Sorry, Reed. I know that stung, but Reed.
We'll get there.
We'll get 100%,
there. 100%.
We'll definitely get
no
there.
No doubt about it.
All right. So I'm going to go back to this thing. I heard you guys are trying to start a podcast at the Boys and Girls Club yourself. Do you want to, like, do you have any insight on that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah. So I had this idea a while ago, a couple of years ago, and I wanted to give you guys, the youth, something more to do, right? Mm-hmm. Something that piques your interest. And what do you guys like most? Music. What else? TikTok, talking all over the place, right? So that's build on it. So I partnered up with a couple people, the BIC. I don't know if you guys know that, Berkshire Innovative Center. They helped me build a tech lab, and then which has like 3D printers in it. And then I wanted to build off that.
3D printers, yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And I wanted to add in some music production stuff, right? So your little setup right here, we have everything.
Expensive.
we have those in there, right? And thankfully, we have some past employees that have some experience in it, and they've been helping out run music production classes. Mm-hmm. And the kids been going in and making their own beats, and it's phenomenal. It's actually like surprising, and the ages go from right now we have third graders all the way up to ninth grade coming mm-hmm. in. Love to get more of the high school kids involved. Yeah. Right,
you guys are creative, man. Right. Get in there.
Right now, I'm gonna do a little shout out. Warren Dews, that's Doozer. He helps out in the teen center. I wanted to get him and you mm-hmm. and a couple others involved in trying to set up an actual podcast.
All right,
you know, and run off the platform.
All right, cool. I think that would sound great. Honestly, I would love to help out with something at the Boys and Girls Club because I'd like to offer back. Because, you know, I've been there for so long, and, you know, it feels right to offer back to people from my past and just, you know, help out, you yeah. know?
I think, oh, love but it's all about.
I was going to say, I also think BGC TV has a ring to it. Just
ooh.
Saying.
BGC TV.
A lot of letters.
BGCYT.
Whoa. Who's it by? Reed?
Reed?
Question mark?
I mean.
Yeah, right? Fire that one up again, dude.
If I can actually find it, then yeah, I would definitely. Find that
button. Again, we'll cue that. No.
Oh, yeah.
We got it. We got it to work. We got it to work.
I love that. There had to be one on there, dude. I knew it.
Yeah,
it's
through a different menu.
You should have showed Bubba that.
I have faith. Yeah, dude. Now I know the arrows move it. That's bad, dude.
All right. So I also wanted to bring this up. What do you think of the idea of the Boys and Girls Club potentially becoming a co-op program here at Taconic High School?
Heather hit it.
All right. You mean if students here, part of their co-op is they go work at the Boys and Girls Club?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Guess what, Reed? You're a little behind the game because we already have, I think, 4 employees that are at the Boys and Girls Club Children's Center that are co-op students here. So, wait a minute. Reed is. I see what you're doing. You're trying to get in there before you turn 16.
Exactly. Is there a way?
So, I think maybe in talking to Cam and Bubba, maybe they can go back. But I think expanding and having other shops, not just the childcare, would be really cool.
Absolutely.
Listen, child. Before I walked in here, mm-hmm. I even told Keelan this. I thought it was just carpentry and mechanics, right?
But there's we have 15 shops.
Yeah, so much to offer.
I don't know all of them off the top of my head. You know it?
Probably.
When I was at Taconic, this wasn't here. Understand that, right? So like to walk in and see like all this, it's amazing.
Yeah. I think they had some sort of podcast before.
Ooh. Oh, they had a radio. They had a radio station.
Yeah,
right. Old Taconic.
Because I know my uncle said something about it.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is so state of the art, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's definitely improved a lot.
Oh God, yeah.
Still speechless.
I mean, I will give my recommendation. If you hire other co-op people and you need Reed to do your advertising or your media, I'll give him a good reference.
I think that's a solid reference. I can't really get a better reference than that, let's be honest.
All right. Well, I think that's actually all I have. Wow. I want to thank Bubba, Cam, Keeland, and Heather for taking the time out of their busy days to join us and talk about the Boys and Girls Club. Thanks to our listeners for tuning on WTBR, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts from. If you have any questions for us, feel free to email us at taconictv@pittsfield.net. We hope you'll join us for next time for Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and this week featured current and former members of the Boys and Girls Club talking about their contributions to the community and much more. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and was taped in November of 2025.